Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominic. How can I assist you?
Hi, I have a quick question. I actually got this number from my bank account. I have a $68.89 charge, and I also have multiple $6 and I believe it's 85 or 95 cent charges. I can find it here in just a second. I think I know what it's from. $6.95. I get charged every week from you guys. I believe I put my bank account information online. It said I won like this super nice set of like pots and pans, and all I had to pay was shipping. That was the shipping price, but I didn't realize in the fine print that it was a weekly like submission. Is that correct?
So I would have to take a look into the account to see exactly why it's charging you and how much it's charging you. Do you mind providing me with your zip code?
Yeah. What account? Wait, like you want to look into my bank account?
Oh, no, ma'am. The account that we have for you for the pots and pans.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because you like, look at this. I have another one. I have like $26.89. You guys have charged me like $200 so far in the past couple weeks. The zip code that I'm in, do you need my billing zip code? Like that's linked with the card that I was using?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that one is 95363.
Okay, give me 1 second. And your first and last name?
Sarah Long.
Okay, do you mind providing me with the zip code that you're, where you're staying at?
950. Oh, wait, excuse me, Okay, my billing one was 95363. The one where I live in the town over is 95387. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. I still don't see it. Can I have your first and last name spelled out?
Sarah Long, S-A-R-A-L-O-N-G.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
No worries. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you verify that shipping address? I do have an account here for you.
Oh, shipping address. It should be P.O. Box 391, Patterson, California, 95363.
Okay, I do see a different address in here. It's not the P.O. box. It looks like it may be your address.
8615 Highway 33, Wesley, California. Oh, my gosh. Someone must have gotten into my freaking account. Those are the only two addresses where I live, which is right above a bar, so it's like a business address, or my P.O. box. That's the only ones it would be.
Okay. Do you mind verifying your email for me?
I have to, again, I have two. So one of them could be sarahlong91kr@gmail.com, or the other one could be sarah91kr@yahoo.com.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Long.
Hey.
Hey, can you verify the last four digits of that card number that was charged?
Let me pull it up. Hang on 1 second. I gotta find my it's up here on my bed. Sorry, my TV's on, it's probably blasting. Okay. The last four, 6218.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, Ms. Long, do you mind providing me with the first six of your card number and the last four? Because I'm not.
Why do I have to give you so much of this? That's, I don't feel comfortable with this because I don't even know what this is charging me. So.
Because I can't search you up by your first and last name, your zip code, or your phone number. So the last option.
Well, you said that you found my name at first when I said when I gave you my first and last name. You said that you found it.
Yes, ma'am, but that's not you. It doesn't have the same shipping address, and it doesn't have the same email or the same last four digits of the card number.
Okay. First six are 540324.
That is 540324?
Yes.
Okay, and the last four?
6218.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I don't see anything coming up under the first six, the last four, your first or last name, zip code, or phone number. So what
okay,
I would advise, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say what I would advise to contact your bank to let them know that you did speak with us and we couldn't find anything under your name. And also, they should be able to ping exactly where that charge
what
is coming
is,
from.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
perfect. Can I get your name just so I can let them know? Like, I for sure talk to you like a person. Like, no.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Dominique King.
Dominique King. And then there's going to be a stupid question. So I got this phone number off because it's listed on, like, a transaction on my account. It's like, it says something like, where the hell is it? Let me see. Ooh, where'd you go? Yeah, it says, like, Extraordinary Quality G. Is, like, the name. So is that the name of your company, or, like, what is the name of your company?
Well,
like, who am I calling?
Well, we're a third-party call center, and we do service multiple companies and multiple products. So that's possible that can be one of our companies and that we service. However, we service over 400 products. So by me not having an account put up, I won't be able to tell you exactly, you know, where the charge is coming from or exactly what's charging you because I don't have an account put. Yes, ma'am, and we're just a third party, so all we do on our end is just service the customer account.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, I just want to get more information so I, like, somewhat know what I'm talking about when I go in.
Yes, ma'am, and just let them know that you did speak with us and we couldn't find an account under your name, and they should be able to, you know, assist you with that going forward.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll try to find out. You know what, just because actually while I have the phone, because this is probably a company that you want to drop. I took a snapshot of this thing, and if I can find it, I will tell you. I'll tell you what the name of the thing is. It's one of those stupid emails. Here it is. It was one of those emails that I got from Walmart, and it said, like, that you've been chosen. The answer, you answer, like, a question, you win the ultimate non-stick cookware.
So, yes, ma'am.
And, go ahead.
I was going to say, yes, ma'am, we do service a lot of products. And it could be that it's just I can't find it on my end.
Because I see here on a snapshot that I took, so not only did they send it to my email, but they sent it to another email that was like Sarah Long 91KRBI. Like, it's like all my name, but they had like different little characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like a scam?
I'm not sure because I didn't even see that email pop up when I searched you by your name. And try to verify your information.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am, I'm unsure as to why they sent that to that email as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for looking into that for me. I will hopefully get this figured out.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.